The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The number is 36. That's how many different things you'll learn in every Kim Komando show. This past weekend, I gave you the straight scoop about the iPhone 12 and what Apple didn't do right, the best ways to secure your new tech from PCs to Echoes. I handed out some really great Google Assistant tricks and also how to lower your internet bill. Here's a hint. You need to talk to the retention department. But you're not going to hear any of that here. What I just mentioned is in the second and third hour of the show. So here for your listening pleasure is the first hour of the Kim Komando show that was broadcast throughout the United States the weekend of October 17th, 2020. Wow, this year really flew by. Whew, I know, that was bad. Enjoy.
You know, one of the great things that I like to pass along week after week is when we have these new things that you ought to be trying out. Like Google has this new feature called Hum to Search. That's right. Which lets you, as you might think, hum to search for songs. And they say that the feature uses, this is what they exactly say, machine learning to transfer your hums into a number-based sequence representing the song's melody. Okay, so here's how to try it in case you want to. You open the latest version of the Google app. You tap the mic icon and you say, what's the song? And then you hum for like 10 to 15 seconds. You know, I really tried it, but I kept sneezing and singing My Way by Frank Sinatra. And I think I have the crooner virus. Get it, crooner virus. Yes. Oh, the end is near. I think if I keep singing on the song, the end might be near. And you see, ladies and gentlemen and boys and girls of all ages, just an example of all the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life. It's called the Kim Komando Show because, after all, I'm America's beloved digital goddess, Kim Komando, here with you once again. The crooner virus. You know what? You're going to use that on a Zoom call. I know. You just sat there and went, oh, God, that is so corny. But I know. You can steal it from me. You don't even need to give me credit. You can find the Kim Komando Show on 400 top stations from coast to coast and around the globe on American Forces Network Radio that serves more than 375,000 American servicemen and women, Department of Defense civilians and their families stationed at bases in American embassies and consulates in 175 countries. Wow. And 200 U.S. Navy, U.S. Coast Guard, and the U.S. Navy's military seal of command ships at sea. And I just want to let you know, from all of us here at the Kim Komando Show, we certainly appreciate everything that you do. And I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And let's start with five things that you need to know, because every single day of the week, yes, even on Saturdays and Sundays, I'm looking at all the tech news, seeing what's going on, so that this way you're always in the know on our social media feeds and our podcasts and as our daily tech updates that maybe you hear on this station, or maybe you get that as a podcast. And here, of course, on our three-hour national radio show, we're going to start with what a year it's been, right? 2020, COVID-19, civil unrest, the election, conspiracy theories of the week or maybe of the day. And it doesn't matter where you go online. These are really, really big topics. And then we have Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and others are blocking content and accusations of what's going on with our First Amendment rights. But even in all of this, I want you to put a big smile on your face. I want you to don't go to frown town, because you should be happy. You should be thrilled to live here in the United States. Because some world leaders are using the global pandemic as an excuse to tighten up their digital grip on its citizens. This week, the human rights group Freedom House, they published its annual Freedom on the Net report. And get this, in nearly 30 countries, government-censored websites and social posts to pull unfavorable health stats and other coronavirus-related content from the internet. So this way they can't see it. Well, in China, where mass surveillance is already well-established, we all know that, some citizens have been ordered to put webcams inside their homes so that they could be monitored by the government. Okay. In Russia, its contact tracing social monitoring app accesses GPS data. Okay. But it also gets call records and other private data. And that's the norm in India and other countries as well. Some other countries, like Belarus, have even shut down the internet at certain times, saying, you know what, we just can't control it, so nobody has access. And here in the U.S., even the trolls haven't made. Number two, retweet if you agree. The New York Times published a story this past week about all the research going on about the pulse of happiness and mental health based on social media posts. And if you've been a little down, you ought to be paying attention to this, because researchers at the Computational Story Lab at the University of Vermont, they rely on what's called the Hedometer, which has actually been around for years. It measures word choices from millions of tweets every single day around the world to come up with, they say, this overall level of well-being. Now, overall, the year 2015, that was a pretty good year. Everybody was happy online. This year, on the other hand, well, you know what it is. So much for the roaring 20s, right? While there have been plenty of sad days in 2020, they say that May 31st was not only the saddest day this year, but the saddest day in the last 13 years, at least on Twitter. A professor at Georgia Tech took a look at similar data from Twitter to study mental health, but they found signs of anxiety, depression, stress, suicidal thoughts. So here's what I want you to do. Take an occasional break from social media. You know, don't be sit there doom scrolling. It's not good for you. It's really not. And, you know, these social media networks are totally manipulating you. So just take that and say, you know, I'm going to turn it off for just a while. I mean, 2020 is depressing enough that at whatever weddings are still taking place, even the wedding cakes are in tears. You didn't expect that one. I know. All right. How about number three? Time to lower the boom on Zoom. Work meetings, right? Completely gone, sometimes for forever. And everybody's now on these Zoom calls. Sometimes I'm like on four or five Zoom calls a day. And it's like, whoa, you know, do we really need to have all this? So a recent NPR report found JP Morgan CEO says there's no vital creative combustion in virtual meetings. No vital creative combustion. The CEO of American Airlines hates them. Microsoft CEO that says that he's fatigued 30 minutes into his first morning Zoom meeting. Okay. But why are they 180? I mean, everybody in the beginning was like saying, oh, this is going to be great. All this virtual stuff. Well, as they find out is that what's really missing from these Zoom meetings is human contact, even though we see each other on the screen. And research has shown that that human contact is actually lowering our happiness and our productivity and our creativity. So what you might want to do is think about, do you really need to have all these Zoom meetings? But this is also interesting. Another survey conducted by the virtual tech firm Lucid said that people admit to questionable behavior during Zoom meetings. Some say that they're watching TV. Others are cooking. Others say they're working out during a Zoom meeting. They just cover up the microphone. They take showers. 1 in 10 admit that they're using the bathroom during a Zoom call. I just hope they wash their hands. Number four, cash app scams are leaving people with no cash. Okay. There's been a lot of scams that are centering like these cash apps like Venmo, where if you click a message, it really could cost you. But one woman in Phoenix ended up homeless after she had a more severe variety of the scam. And I really want you to listen to this. Here's what happened. She uses the Cash App, which is a payment app similar to Venmo or PayPal. She got an alert that something was wrong with her account. So this has to do with her money. So naturally, she just kind of freaks out. She goes online and she searches for Cash App's phone number. Well, Cash App, they don't have an 800 number like many tech companies. They don't have a customer support line. And then the number that she found online, well, you guessed it, it was fake. The scammer on the other end had her download an app that gave him remote access to everything in the Cash App. And then what she did is she sat there and she watched him drain her bank account. Just like that. Matter of seconds. All her money was gone. They don't know where it is. She's not going to get it back. So the bottom line here is that if you're ever having trouble with something, the very worst thing that you can do is just go into Google and say tech support number or a helpline for whatever company you're looking for. It's going to be a scam. I don't know why Google can't shut these down and get them off of the homepage. I mean, that seems like that would be a simple thing to do. So what you want to do is, if you are having trouble, I want you to head over to the website of wherever you're having that issue and go to the bottom, fill out a ticket, fill out a customer support ticket or whatever they call it, a helpline. And so that's the way that you really do get some help. And finally, number five, it's about time. That's right. More than 25 years after Back to the Future Part 2 came out, Nike released similar futuristic self-lacing shoes except that these you adjust with a smartphone app. That's right. So they're self-adjusting, and then you get on your app, you say whether I need them tighter or looser. But who wants to bother with an app when you can just tell the shoes itself to tie, right? Well, here it is. You need to have a pair of Nike's $300 plus Adapt BB basketball shoes. If you have them, all you have to do is say, hey, Google, tighten my shoes. Or you say, unlace my shoes. You can also have Google change the color of the light on your shoes because, hey, you know, I mean, your shoes with light should be coordinated with your entire outfit. Sorry, iPhone users, you need to have an Android phone in order to do this. Otherwise, if you have these high-tech and they're actually not very attractive smart shoes, you're going to have to tie them the old-fashioned way. Yes, using an app. And be careful if you order these sneakers online. I want you to really be sure to read the reviews because there have been a lot of issues. That's a good one. Hey, coming up in this hour, I love putting these things together. It's every once in a while we do these tech tricks. And I was explaining to Allie and Ben in one of our content meetings this past week that I called my sister up, or I didn't call her, I actually texted her. And I said, listen, you're on all these Zoom calls. You know, there's a way that you can just click one box and it will touch up your appearance. So here, I thought I was helping her. And then she was like, Kathy's like, do you think I need to touch up my appearance? Oh, you know, sometimes you just can't win for losing. So you don't want to miss this week's Digital Life Hack. In addition to that, we're also going to be talking about how to block political texts and those phone calls. And of course, we have all of your phone calls that we love to hear from week after week. And we'll have that and a lot more on this Coast to Coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
All right, we have a huge warning coming up for anybody who has a Mac, a MacBook that you definitely don't want to miss. And then later on this hour, COVID can now live on your phone for 28 days. And dang, man, just like, you know, give me some good news every once in a while. We're going to tell you the best ways to disinfect that phone so you don't ruin it as well. And our phone lines are open, 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And just a quick reminder, if you'd ever like to be on the show, love to have you here joining us. Just head over to komando.com, of course. And on the right-hand side, there's a link that says be a caller, fill out that form. And then Cassie, our great show producer, get back with you and we'll schedule you right in. And how about we start this hour with Fernando in El Paso, Texas. Hello there, Fernando.
Hi, how you doing, Kim?
Good. As you should be like, you know, we should be like Fernando Commando.
No, Kim Commando sounds better.
Oh, okay.
All everybody right. Says Fernando and the music by ABBA.
You know what? I was going to sing that. Do you hear Fernando? Okay, obviously.
The drums.
You know what? I've always wanted to be a singer, Fernando, but it's just never going to happen. So I'll have to stick to giving.
Same for me.
So what's going on? How can I help you?
Well, you know, I had never heard about you at all.
Oh, and, nice. Thank you.
Yeah, it's good. Here I am, you know. But I was reading on USA Today, and something about you came up, and it caught my eye. So I started reading it, and I was impressed what I was reading about your knowledge. And so I thought I'm going to email her just to see if by chance she could help me, because I'm in a situation where I have to do some litigation against the company that I was associated with. I wasn't an employee. I was a independent contractor type,
okay.
Sales rep. And, of course, we had to use their server and their system to operate. I used my own iPad and so on and so forth. But we were encouraged to use their system. And part of it, aside from the sales part, I'm going into where my situation, my problem comes in, was that I had files, for example, my commission reports every month. We got a commission report every month, and I had a file for my commission reports.
Okay.
So this went on for about 7 years, and everything was going pretty good until they started jacking us around with the commissions.
Which, you know what, that happens. It happens a lot.
Right. And I'm not one to kind of be quiet about it. And I had requested through my sales manager that I wanted to meet with the owner after the first of the year so that we could discuss this, because that was not what he had promised. So I put that request in through my sales manager, and what happened was I got a call on November the 26th, and all they said was, you're no longer going to be a rep for us.
And so, because we're going to run out of time for now. I want to make sure I can help you. So are you wondering, like, how you can have access to these documents, and you don't have, because you said everything was on the server? Is that the bottom line?
Yeah, yes, that's the bottom line. I had, for example, that commission report on there. And since they cut me off, they cut me out of the system, and I have no way of retrieving those. I don't know how they did it either, because I was forwarding some of those to my personal email, and that's supposed to go up in the cloud. And I'm an old dinosaur, so I'm not.
Well, okay. Well, here's the deal: is that if you are using a company's email server, they have full access to everything. They can block they can block mail from going out. They can block mail from coming in. And so if they didn't think it was in their best interest to allow you, after you were already not still a contractor, to have access to that, they probably shut that down. There's unless you have copies, because you mentioned just briefly, Fernando, that you were using your iPad. You know, unless you were really downloading all the email and saving it onto the mail program on your iPad, unfortunately, they have all these records. It doesn't mean that you won't be able to have access to them. It just means that, and I'm not a lawyer, I can't give you legal advice, but what you need to do is to find a labor attorney and explain the situation, and they may be able to issue a subpoena that would put out a request to get these records from your employer, and then the employer has to turn those records over, with the exception of anything in the subject. Normally, it's like where it says attorney-client privileged. If you put that in an email, then that is not subject to any type of record request. So ask your labor attorney to help you out. If you need anything afterwards, I'm glad you found me, Fernando. I'm Kim Commando.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
All right, a couple of things I want to pass along before we go back to all of our phone calls. We have a report over on our website about the Apple T2 chip that has an unfixable flaw. Yeah, I know you're like, what was that? Well, a new online tool will let hackers exploit this vulnerability in the T2 security chip. This is the one that, I guess you'd say, encrypts your data storage, touch ID, activation lock. So the hackers could use that as a way to install malware, disable security, open file vault, encryption keys, even decrypt your data. And it's not limited to just Macs and MacBook either. So over at commando.com, we've got more information about it, because you want to keep your Mac in check, because it's, well, they're just not very PC. Yes. Sometimes they just roll off the tongue, really. Okay. If you've lost track, I don't know if you know this, but we are in election season. Yes, I know. It's shocking, isn't it? Political campaigns aren't doing anything wrong by contacting you. I've noticed that a lot of people are sending me emails saying, you know, how come I'm getting this political text or phone calls or whatever it is? If you're getting email, just look for the link to unsubscribe. If it's a text message, what I want you to do is reply with a single word and put it in all caps, and that's stop. Just put all caps, stop. And if that works, you should get a confirmation text reply. You can also filter out text messages if you'd like. You can block the number. As a last resort, if you are just so tired of everything, just call the local campaign office directly, and then they can actually remove your name. Moments away from our digital life hack, it's 5 great tech tricks that you're going to use time and time again. And before we get to all of that, Jay in Pensacola, Florida. Hi there, Jay.
Hi, Kim. I'd first like to thank you for all the information you've imparted to me through the years via the radio program and your emails. I started my computer experience many years ago on an IBM 1620 using punch cards. But about 90% of what I've learned about PCs and laptops came from your professorship. So many thanks, Kim.
Oh, well, thank you. That's so nice of you to say, Jay. Thank you for sharing that. So, obviously, you need some help, though, today.
Yes, ma'am, I sure do. I have 103, and my wife has 43 photographic SD cards full of photos.
Where'd you guys go?
Yes, ma'am, and I don't reuse the SD cards, and we each have Nikon D5200 cameras, and my old PC, which crashed, had our photos in individual folders for each SD card using a photo gallery, but I had a new PC constructed with a solid-state drive for programs and 4 terabyte and 2 terabyte hard drives installed for data. I haven't installed any programs, Kim, yet to input photos from my wife's and my SD card since Photo Gallery isn't available. But I have installed some of our more recent photos into my HP laptop using Microsoft Photos. The problem with this is it mixes up my wife's and my photos in chronological order. So my question, Kim, is there a program similar to Photo Gallery which will allow my wife and I to input each full SD card into separate folders as we did before?
Well, here's a little fun back. The Microsoft Photo Gallery, its actual date where it went hasta la vista was January 10th, 2017. Okay, so that's your Photo Gallery. You can still find it online at various places, but it's not really recommended that you download it. Typically, when you install a SD card, whether using, say, Adobe Photo Elements, you might actually like that. Do you want to put it in the cloud or not?
No, ma'am. I really would like to put it on the hard drive.
Okay.
That's what I prefer
to
do.
That's fine. Ma'am. I mean, because, you know, you can, it's because if you wanted to put it in the cloud, you know, one of the best options is Google Photos, because then you could actually have different Google accounts for yourself and your wife. And then when she imports it, you go to her Google account, your Google account. And then, you know, you have all your photos stored in the cloud. And in addition to that, you have a backup in the cloud, which you could also get with iDrive as well. But if you're looking for a program that I think would be comparable to that, definitely take a look. And there is a trial version. Adobe Photo Elements, okay? And when you put the SD card in, Jay, here's how it's going to work. Is that it's going to say, you know, it's going to go through the whole process. You can have different folders. You can have different users and good things like that. But it's going to ask you for the target location. You know what I'm talking about. So instead of it just going ahead and the technical term, sucking in all those photos, okay, and then putting them in anywhere that they want, is that it's going to give you a chance to just input and say, this I'd like it in this folder, and then that will give you a chance to separate both your photos versus your wife's photos. Boy, 143 different cards. That's going to take some time, but I think that that's a program that you're going to find really easy to use, and it's really good at organizing as well. And speaking of storing your photos, a lot of people don't realize that, especially now because we're all talking about Amazon Prime, is that if you have an Amazon Prime account, you may not know this, but you have full photo storage as part of your Prime membership perks. And what that means is that you have unlimited photo storage as part of your Amazon Prime account. So if you're looking for more information about that, we have it all detailed over on the website.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
Back to the phones we go with James in Omaha, Nebraska. Hi there, James.
Well, hello, Kim. It's such a pleasure to talk to you this afternoon, and thank you for introducing me to new digital things all the time. And I found you one evening. I was coming home, and I was searching the radio for something to listen to, and And I found this person with this gee whiz information on technology. And wow. And then I looked for you again and found you, and I discovered you on the weekend. So thank you for I don't have time to do a lot of searching,
sure. But
I'm interested in these things. And thank you so much for being such a great help for me.
Oh,
so I have
my
a
pleasure.
Question for you.
Sure.
I have a question for you. It has to do with Quicken. I'm a longtime Quicken user. And this year, Quicken did some changes. And I purchased a new Quicken this year. And later on, I found out that they were going to stop updating it and forcing everybody to go to the cloud.
Sure.
And I don't want to go to the cloud.
Well, you're just like Jay, our last caller. He didn't want to go to the cloud either.
And part of the reason is, Kim, I'm already a part of two organizations that have been hacked.
Oh, you know? Okay. I get it.
Already. And so I don't want to make myself more vulnerable to hacking. I do what I have to out there, but if I can keep it, manage it myself, I'm more comfortable. I really do like Quicken, but I haven't been able to find anything compatible that did for me what Quicken does. And I've talked to some friends, and we all came to the same conclusion. Haven't got there.
Well, and you know, there are some options. There are some options.
Okay.
And, I mean, you're absolutely right, though, James, is that, you know, everybody wants you to go to the cloud. And because it becomes software as a service. I mean, you know, it used to be you'd go buy a box of software. And for kids that are listening now at home, yes, you used to have a box. The software would come with a box. And there wasn't much in the box. There was a disk and maybe even a manual. Ho, 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 yes. Okay, well, now everything, all that software is on the cloud and it's scalable. And everybody gets updates and, you know, you have different sign-ins. So there are tremendous benefits to having it in the cloud. I have our company on QuickBooks in the cloud. And so I feel okay with that, just to let you know. But it also allows our accountants to go in and take a look from time to time to make sure that everything's, you know, the way that it should be. But if you're looking for a program that you can have on your desktop computer that's not in the cloud, that gives you Quicken-like capabilities, there's a particular type of software that's called open source. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. And basically, it's where a whole bunch of people get together and they maintain and they keep a program up and running. And there's a program called GNU Cache, and it's GNU Cache, GNU Cache. You can find it at gnucache.org. It's absolutely free. Okay, doesn't cost you anything. And what's nice about it is that they have all these tutorials on board and online as well, so that if you're not used to using it, and if you're just getting started, or even if you have some questions as you get into it, is that they have a pretty active online community that you can always post your questions to as well. So give it a shot. Take a look at it. And for those of you that also want to check it out, we'll put a link over at commando.com, of course. Time now for our digital life hack. All right. I love when we put these together. Digital life hacks. These are these little tech tricks and secrets that normally somebody has to tell you about, because it's not like you can just figure it all out on your own. And so, like this past week, as I mentioned, I was texting my sister, and I said, hey, listen, when you're on your next Zoom call, I want you to beautify your appearance. And she's like, is that something that I need? I'm like, ooh, sorry. I said, just trying to help. So here's what you do. If you're on Zoom, you click your profile picture, you go into settings, hit video, and then there's this handy dandy box that says, touch up my appearance, and it really, truly does. And if you're not using Zoom, there's another option called Snap Camera. We're going to tell you about it. And I like the Visco G6 filter and the smooth look, in case you're using that one. Number two, as far as a digital life hack, see which apps are actually spying on you. You know, if you have the latest iOS on your iPhone, is that now you see a green or an orange light when somebody's accessing your camera mic. And if you're on Android, well, there's the Access Dots app. Do the same thing. And how about a better way to copy and paste? I know, Control V, you know about that, Control C. Ah, but Control Shift V, Option Command Shift V on a Mac, will let you paste the text without all that garbage as far as the formatting features. You can also scroll secretly when you're on a web page. Just press the space bar and you move down the page. See? Shift space bar makes you go on up. We're also going to tell you how to manage your incoming notifications on iOS and Android, And there's actually five more tech tricks that you don't want to miss ever. And you can find it right now on our website. That's commando.com, of course, and hit the link that says Kim Show. Hey, and speaking of the show, if you're listening to the show, gets interrupted for whatever reason, I just want to remind you that you can get the entire show as a podcast or as a webcast, and you get a 30-day free trial over at getkim.com. Once again, that address is getkim.com. After that, it's just a few bucks a month. We have great discounts for seniors, military service personnel, and vets, of course. And when you do become a Commando community member, we all thank you because, you know, you're helping support our small business, and it really means a lot to us. And thanks for doing that. Back to the phones we go with Nola in Austin, Texas. Hi, Nola.
Hi, Kim. How are you today?
Excellent. Excellent. So
I've been watching the show for years. In fact, you've been my Sunday entertainment. When we go on a Sunday drive, we just listen to you all afternoon.
Oh, thank you. That's
so sweet.
Been
doing that for years. And appreciate your website. It's been great.
Thank you, Nola.
Thank you very much. And thank you for being a woman of tech.
Yeah. Are you a woman of tech?
Yes. Used to be a mildly woman of tech.
Good, good.
I have a question for you. I'm also a woman of a certain age.
Okay.
And I am looking for a backup plan for falling.
Okay.
I'm aware of the devices, and I don't want them.
All right. So you don't
what
want
looking for
you don't want a medical
is,
guardian or, you know, help
no,
I can't get up or anything like that.
I don't want that.
Okay.
I want to be chic and cool. And I've been looking at the smartwatches.
Sure.
And I know that the newer ones have a fall feature.
Yes.
And but I have heard I've read conflicting information about how good that fall feature is. And I just wondered if you had any information for me on the watches for that.
Well,
and I'm also wanting cellular. I wanted to have its own phone number.
Okay.
If I should fall and they find me, that's fine. But if I don't break anything, but I need help getting up, I want to be able to call a friend, call
sure,
a neighbor.
Sure. Well, you know, when there's really now, and you gave me all kinds of information, there's only two options for you. Okay.
Okay.
If you're on Apple, there's a no-brainer. It's in the Apple Watch 6. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you on Apple?
I have Apple and I have Android.
Okay. What kind of phone do you have?
I have an Android phone and okay, an Apple iPad.
All right. So we're going to go with the Android phone then. Okay.
Okay.
And then that, now your only choice there is really the Samsung Galaxy Watch 3. Don't buy
Galaxy 3.
Okay. Don't look at the watch, Galaxy Watch. Don't look at the 2. You need to get the 3. And it just came out. It's about $400. And it has fall detection. It has the ability for you to make a phone call. And it does do automatic notification to whoever you designate.
Yeah, good.
And it will also call 911, you know. And so, you know, I think it's a really good idea. And I wish my mother would wear a watch. I really wish she would. But I got her, and I understand what you're saying. I got her the medical guardian. And you sound like a lot like my mom, because my mom was a developer of the Unix operating system. I mean, and she was on punch cards. I mean, you know, so she's a woman of tech. But she also doesn't want, you know, she said it's like cumbersome to put that around her neck. And so, but this Galaxy Watch 3, I think you'll really like it. It's a good looking watch, Nola. It really is. And when you buy it, I want you to send me a picture of you with your Galaxy Watch. And so that this way, maybe I'll show it to my mom. Well, I will show it to my mom if you send me a picture. And maybe we can get her into a similar type of watch as well, because I really think I worry about her falling. I truly do. And mom, if you're watching, if you're listening, how about a watch for Christmas? A nice watch. What do you think? Nola, thank you for all your kind words. And if you need a link to this or anything else, I'm happy to always send that off to you. And I'm so glad that every Sunday that we are like BFFs in the car.
Like what you heard? Find me on your local radio station over at commando.com/stations. Or get every hour of the show as a podcast. Set up your account at getkim.com and you'll get the show along with 3 months of archives. And after your 30-day free trial, it's just a few dollars a month. And we offer big discounts for military, vets, seniors, and service personnel. Plus, you have the satisfaction of supporting our small family-owned business. That address again is getkim.com. And thank you so much.